Arjun said, O Krishna, first of all, you asked me to renounce one. And then again you recommend work with divorce. Now, will you kindly tell me definitely which of the two is more beneficial? Renouncement does not mean voidness.
Number one.
Renouncement is only the negative side.
Number two.
When our spiritual master
was physically present.
Yes, it is.
We whether renounce all our sannyasi's names or householder life is nice.
For this hour's cash call, now all you have to do to win our jackpot is tell me,
Guru Maharaj replied,
are you ready to take a guess?
In the cabin?
That we are going to enter into the household of Krishna. What you have got to do is renounce me.
That's a big idea.
Well, how much...
Actually, that is the position.
How long it's been running?
Well, I'll tell you what, how much do you think...
When I speak...
Just take a guess.
Like, don't do this.
Before you take that guess...
Don't do this means, don't do this nonsense.
Would be in the jackpot?
Don't do this does not mean you give up nice activities. Nobody says, don't do this. Don't do this means, don't do rascalda.
Say, I'm awfully sorry. You didn't get it.
Similarly, renouncement means
we had seven
to renounce these material activities.
Now, the frequency of KABC is 79 on the dial.
That's like Shankaracharya's philosophy.
Would you like another chance at it?
No.
You wouldn't like another
to chance? Merge into the existence of Brahma.
You wouldn't want another chance.
His first condition is
we were going to put your name
you must accept sannyas.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.
Shankaracharya's philosophy is Brahma Sattva Jagan Mithya.
By the way, we thank her for playing the game.
This material world is false. And Brahma, the Supreme Spirit, is
reality.
So their philosophy is to merge into the Supreme Reality. And stop this material act, that is the seven substance of Shankar's philosophy.
26 minutes now past 7.
Lord Buddha's philosophy also almost the same.
Good evening, Greg.
He says Nirvana.
Say that I am very grateful to you.
Nirvana also means extinguished. Just like this. Plane is there. If you extinguish this flame, it is called Nibbana. So, Buddha's philosophy is also that extinguish this blazing fire of material activity. Stop this. Try to understand your life. This is another
significant document.
So, Vaishnava philosophy means not only stop this nonsense, but begin actual life.
And medias will not come
Lord Buddha also wanted to tell the same philosophy. Shankaracharya also wanted to say the same philosophy. But the people who have followers, they had no stamina to understand what is spiritual activity. Therefore, he did not say to stop. Simply have to make one. Stop this now.
Well, that's the best way. Through a,
but here,
through a
Krishna says
representative, because they've got the congressional immunity that...
Stop work means stop working. This nonsense. What is that nonsense for?
Major military defense system.
This material activity.
There is no
Benson
Armed Services Committee is aware.
It is nonsense.
They have swept these things under the rug.
Why nonsense?
How do we stop
because that? It is animalistic.
Proper
The animals are also working for sanctuary.
Your convictions to seize the
power. What the animals are doing? The birds and bees. What they are doing? All day. They are fasting after some food. And as soon as the belly is fulfilled, such like.
Certainly so.
We see the sparrow, the pigeon.
Concerned with
or any animal.
I can name you a few.
That means Ahara Mitra Bhavamas. And in the evening, they gather together. It is material.
Material that we've been sending to Russia and to the
sleeping, eating,
and
sex
items
and hearing
any longer
from the enemy. Everyone is afraid. So, material activities may. The same thing.
There's another one that would be very concerned about. There's
you may eat very nice, palatable dishes in the restaurant.
Hosmer's on a very important
but what is that eating?
Atomic energy.
That's all.
Now, these people.
There is no other philosophy.
I just gave you three names.
Well, simply eating philosophy.
Okay.
That's
all. Sure wish you a lot of luck and continue to work.
You may be satisfied with certain type of dishes. And the freedom will be satisfied simply by packing grains of peas, that's all.
Where, of course,
but the flavor is eating. Similarly, sleeping, when you fall asleep, you do not know whether you are sleeping on a very nice mattress or on the floor. Sometimes you are dreaming that I am sleeping on the forest or on the seashore.
For presentation seven,
you forget everything.
The
sleeping, eating, sleeping, making, sex intercourse, the same enjoyment as the season is enjoying, you are also enjoying.
Treasury Secretary David says,
and defending, they are defending by their wings, you are defending by atomic bomb.
President Nixon may have his
so there is no difference of quality of life.
Celebrates its 20th anniversary in April.
The Krishna Hoyan says, stop work means stop working like animals.
That's what's happening news-wise. And of course, KABC News will keep us there. Yeah.
But not to stop working like Krishna conscious people are doing. Not to stop chanting Hare Krishna. Stop your animalistic life and begin your spiritual life. That is the purpose. So, Arjuna is playing the part of a common man. He is constant companion of Krishna, his friend of Krishna. So, there was no possibility of Arjuna becoming such fool. But he is playing the part of a fool. Because if he does not question like that, then how this Bhagavad Gita will come from the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Just like there is a stage play. Somebody is speaking, somebody is answering, and the audience is benefiting. Similarly, this is also Krishna's stage play. To teach us, and who will accompany him, who will answer him, who will play with him, his most confidential devotee Arjuna. Otherwise, who will play with him? The Supreme Personality of Godhead, and a great devotee like Arjuna can play with him. Just like if there is a very respectable person, who will accompany somebody similar to respectable? So, Arjuna, as a common man says, that sometimes you say that you stop work, and again you say that you work with divorce. So Krishna will explain.
The renunciation of work and work and devotion are both good for liberation. But of the two, work and devotion service is
Renunciation of what? Practically the same meaning. When I say don't do this, but you are active, don't do this doesn't mean that you become inert stone.
Oh.
Then the next is, then what shall I do? That is the next question. If I say, my dear boss, don't do this, then next question will be, then what shall I do? Because you cannot stop your doing. It is not possible. You must give me some engagement. Just like it is historical and practical. In Indian history, those who have read Indian history, there was a great Mughal emperor, Shah Jahan. So when Shah Jahan became old, he had four sons, Dara, Aurangzeb, Murad, and another, I forget. There are four brothers, they intrigue who will be the next emperor. Out of these four, the second brother was very cunning. He was Aurangzeb. Perhaps you have heard his name. So by intrigue and politics and diplomacy, he killed all other brothers. And at last, he arrested his father, old father. Otherwise, how he can become emperor? And he intrigued to become himself emperor. So when Shah Jahan was arrested by the order of Aurangzeb, but Shah Jahan became mad. Aurangzeb, what you are doing? You are arresting me? You kill me. So the son said, Aurangzeb, well, I have killed my brothers, but I will not kill my father. But you are arrested. You cannot go out of this fort, Agra fort. So he became mad. That I was emperor, I was ordering, and you stop my work, then I shall become mad. Better kill me. Just try to understand. So, similarly, we want to stop this material activity. Oh. Just like in your country, there are many classes, they don't want to do anything anymore. Material activities. Confused. Frustrated. But there is no specific duty for them. Oh. But that is not good. Oh. To stop material activities, that is the effect of void philosophy and impersonal philosophy. To stop this material work is good, but where is the positive engagement? Unless you have got positive engagement, you cannot stop yourself, you become mad. The same word as Shah Jahan said, that I was emperor, I was acting as the supreme person in the empire, now you are stopping me, then I shall become mad. So, simply stopping material activities, and if there is no spiritual activity, then he will be mad. Just like Aurangzeb, Shah Jahan. But there must be some spiritual action. You cannot stop, just like a child. A child is playing. If you stop his play, you must give him some engagement, immediately, some good engagement. Otherwise, he will become dull and nonsense, he will play havoc. So this is the next thing. Go on.
Support. Fruitive activity. seeking sin specifications or causes from a trivial object. As long as one is engaged in activities aimed at improving the standard of bodily comfort, one is sure to transmigrate to different types of bodies, thereby prolonging the material bondage of sexual.
Yes. There is a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. Evam manas karma vasang prajunte avidya atmani upadhiyamane javanna piti mai vasudeve namuchyate deha jogena tavat. We are planning that I shall do this, I shall do that, I shall do that. This is called mind is always absorbed. How to be the enjoyer of this material world? So long this spirit of enjoying the material world, our sense gratification will continue. You have to accept some sort of material body, either as human being or beast or bird or animal or insect or demigod, superior, inferior. There are varieties of bodies. You see in your thought, there are so many living entities, 8,400,000 species. So long our mind will be absorbed for sense gratification, the nature will offer me a similar body to enjoy. If I want to be a tiger, nature will give it a nice body type. If you want to become a demigod, nature will supply. Or Krishna will supply. But Krishna does not supply your demands in the material world. The agent is this material nature. By the direction, because Krishna is seated on your heart. If you want that I want to be like this, Krishna immediately accepts all life. I shall make you like. And he orders the material nature, giving facility to become like. This is fine. You can become a very great man or a very insignificant man according to your work. That facility you have. But that is bondage. Suppose America is very nice country, very rich country. There are in other countries they are thinking, oh, Americans are living in heaven, they are so happy. And some of them, they are initiating how to become Americans, how to become construct skyscraper buildings. So suppose one becomes American. So what benefit does he derive? Does the American not die? Are they permanent in life? No. Do they not take birth? No, yes, they take birth. Do they not become old? Yes, they become old. So what is the benefit of becoming American? The difficulties of material life, birth, death, old age and disease. Either you become in America or on moon planet or sun planet or India or Jekoselvity or hell or heaven, anywhere. The four principles are material. Quiet or material misery. Birth, death, old age, sweet birth, bondage. That is bondage. My hand, spirit, soul, I am bound up this body. Therefore, I cannot move into the moon planet. But if I get my spiritual body, immediately, within a second, I can reach Kingdom of God. Spiritual. Spiritual body is so powerful and so, swift, because it is swifter than the mind. You get it? From Bhagavad Gita. Mind is swifter than anything, than the air is, than the ether. You are sitting here, and you immediately remember 20,000 miles away, your home, immediately, bro. This is the swiftness of mind. But the soul is still swifter than the mind. So, as soon as you, just like in this fourth chapter you have read, Krishna says, Sakta deham punarjanma naiti mameti kaunte. Just after giving up this body, immediately he comes. It is so sweet. So, we have to seek after that sweetness of my spiritual body. Immediately I can start. Why should I become bounded up by this material body? That is our perfection. So we have to work in such a way that no more coming into the bondage of this material body. That was is needed. That is work in the world. That is work in Krishna consciousness.
Shelling continued.
Krishnanand Babu comes. The firm six is followed. People are mad after 10 transfigurations. And they do not know that this present body is full of misery as a result of one's fruitive activities in the past. Although this body is temporary, it is always giving one trouble in many ways.
These quiet people do not understand that body is the subject to all kinds of material tribulation. Just try to understand this simple philosophy. And so long he will attach to sense gratification, he will be forced to get a body. Unless you are spiritually elevated and try to go to the spiritual kingdom. And this materialistic way of life means sense gratification. So you want sense gratifying, you'll have a certain type of body, and sense gratification will be everywhere. Either you become a dog or cat or man or elephant or tiger, you'll have the sex facilities, eating facilities, sleeping facilities, and dependence. Vishaya khalu sarvatosra. Vishaya means the four principles of material enjoyment. You will have everywhere. But, Krishna Guru nahi mile bhaja haiya. But you cannot get Krishna and spiritual master.
Get your flower power in your globe.
You can have facility for all these bodily pleasures, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending in any life. But Krishna and the spiritual master can be had in this life, in one form. Krishna Guru nahi mile. Janame janame sab chita mata pa. Very simple. In any birth, you will get a father and mother. Because without father and mother, where there is question of birth. Janame janame sakale chita mata pa. In every birth, you can get father and mother. A Krishna Guru nahi mile bhaja hiya. But you should always remember that Krishna and spiritual master cannot be had in every birth. Therefore, that thing should be sought out. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? That is for Krishna. Oh. এইরূপে ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভ্রমিতে কোন ভাগ্যবান In this way, the living entities are wandering throughout the whole universe in different planets and different species of life, but somehow or other, if he becomes fortunate, then by the mercy of spiritual master and Krishna, he gets the seed of devotional service. And as soon as he gets the seed, if he waters, then it becomes sprouted, gradually grows. What is that water? Sravana kirtana jale karaya sesha. This is water. You are hearing, you are chanting. This is means watering the seed of devotional. So, take this devotional, seed of devotional self. Sow in your heart and water it by hearing and chanting. You'll see how happy you are becoming. Yeah. As the plant grows, he become more happy,
Therefore, grasping gratification is not good. One is considered to be a failure in life as long as he makes no inquiry about the nature of work or fruit that will be done. For as long as one is engrossed in the consciousness of sense gratification, one will be transmigrated from one body to another. Although the mind may be engrossed in spiritual activity and influenced by ignorance, one must develop a love for devotional service to God today. Only then can one have the opportunity to get out of the bondage of materialism.
Vasudeva means Krishna. As soon as you develop a little love for Krishna, then a different path is open for you. This is prayer. Bhavanam janmanamante jnanavanman prabhadva. This opportunity is there. Anyone can accept it. But this is our misfortune, that we do not accept it. The path is very simple. Anyone can accept it. Sarvadhamman paritajamamekam saranamad. So it is our duty to explain that this is the real path. Now it is up to the people to accept it or not.
Therefore, our knowledge that one is not this material body, but the pure soul, is not sufficient for liberation. One has to act in the status of spirit soul, otherwise there is no escape from material bondage. Actually, Krishna consciousness is not, however, an action on the fruit of the life.
It is said, the impersonalist philosopher, that stating that you just realize yourself what you are. So, by meditation, by many other mystic processes, one understands that actually I am not this body. I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. I am Brahma. But the thing is, that simply to understand that I am Brahma, that is not life. Just like simply if you think I am America, will that improve your situation? You have to act like America. You have to serve your country. You have to take all the opportunities the American government is offering you. Then your life will succeed. If you simply become meditating, I am an age. What is benefit is this? Simply thinking I am Brahma, that is very nice. But you take the advantage of becoming Brahma. So that is our with devotion. When you take the advantage of becoming Brahma, It is very simple. Try to understand. You are also American, and President Nixon is also American. There is no quarrel. But your position and President Nixon's position is different. Why? Because he has taken all the opportunities of becoming American by serving the country. Similarly, you take all the opportunities of becoming Brahma, then he is very so simply thinking I am Brahma, that is nice, but what benefit is derived? It is very bad. It is not difficult to understand. So simply Nirvana. Simply to make the material activities void. That is not life. That is the beginning of a fresh life, provided you take advantage. Just like I have got immigration permanent residential. Now if I take the advantage offered by the American government, then I can become also one of you. But if I am simply satisfied, I have got this permit, that's all. So simply understanding that I am Brahma is not very happy. You have to have life. Your activities must be like Brahma, and that is work with devotion.
Activities performed in knowledge, strengthened one's advancement. Without Krishna consciousness, mere renunciation of truth of activity does not actually purify the heart of a conditioned soul. As long as the heart is not purified, one has to work on the truth of pleasure. But action in Krishna consciousness automatically comes when it takes the result of fruitive action, so that one need not descend to the material cluster.
If you apply yourself in Krishna consciousness activities, the nonsense activities automatically stop. None. Because you can act in one way. So if you work in Krishna consciousness, then your working in material consciousness will automatically stop. But if you simply try to stop material activities, if you have no engagement in spiritual activities, then you will have to come back again to this. But you cannot stop. You are active. You are living force. It is impossible to stop. Just try to stop even an ant. It is going in certain direction. Try to stop it, or it will protest. Many times it will struggle. Oh, I shall go this way. Why you are stuck? You are stuck. This is a child. A child wants to take something. You try to stop it, or he will cry. I must have it. This is the symptom of life. How we can make a stop doing anything? It is not possible. You have to engage yourself in better activity. That is the stop.
Therefore, action in Krishna consciousness is only the period of renunciation, which entails risk of falling. Renunciation without Krishna consciousness is incomplete, as is confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami, his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. To achieve liberation, renunciation of things which are related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, though they are material, is called incomplete renunciation. Renunciation is complete, but it is in the knowledge that everything in existence belongs to the Lord.
This verse from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is very nice. Rupa Goswami says, Prapunchikataya buddhya hari sammandina bhosuna ಮೊಮಕ್ಸುರಿ ಪರಿತ್ಯಾಗ ಫಲ್ಗು ವೈರಾಗ್ಯಂ ಕರ್ತತಿ. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಷಿಯಲಿಸ್ಟ್ ಫಿಲಾಸಫರ್, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ವೆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್, ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನೋ ಕನೆಕ್ಷನ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್. ಪ್ರಾಪಂಚಿಕ, ಪ್ರಾಪಂಚಿಕ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್. So they are renounced. But the Vaishnava philosophy is that why should we renounce? It can utilize for Krishna. Just like this tape recorder, this microphone. This is material advantage. This tape recorder and microphone was discovered or manufactured not for utilizing for lecturing Krishna consciousness. That is a fact. They manufactured it, the inventor, for some material purpose. But we are taking advantage of it. Although it was manufactured for serving some material purpose, but we are utilizing it for spreading Krishna consciousness. So that is the direction of the Goswami. So nothing should be renounced thinking it is material. Try to find out how it can be spiritually utilized. That is the technique. Everything we can utilize for Krishna consciousness, but not for sense-based. So this is the way. Go on.
One should understand that nothing belongs to anyone. Then where is the question of renunciation?
Yes. What you can renounce, what you have got. This is knowledge. What you have got? You haven't got anything. Everything belongs to God. Even if your body, this body is not yours. It is given to you because you wanted to enjoy something materially. So God has given you a particular type of body to enjoy. Actually, the body is not manufactured by you or given by your production. You cannot produce a body in the factory. You can produce a huge airplane, but you cannot produce even the body of an ant. That is not possible. Therefore, even your body is not yours. So what you can renounce? What is the meaning of renounce? Man, suppose you are sitting here. You are invited to sit here and hear our lecture. And if while going away, if you say, all right, I renounce this room to you. What is the meaning? When you possess this room, that you are renouncing. So there is no question of renouncing. The real knowledge is to see that everything belongs to God, it should be utilized for God's purpose. That is renunciation. Nothing should be utilized for my sense gratification. That is enough. I renounce the attitude of my sense gratification. That is enough. And that is my real position. Suppose somebody wants to utilize this room. We are dancing, somebody comes. All right, he shall utilize it for ball dancing. Please let us dance. There will be trouble. We will say, no, we cannot allow it for ball dancing. Similarly, this temple should be utilized for the purpose for which it is established. Similarly, God is supreme. He has created you for his enjoyment. Just like a father takes the responsibility of the family. A man marries and takes the responsibility of wife, children, family, household, car. Why so much responsibility? He could have lived alone and without spending a farthing. But he has taken so much expenditure on his responsibility. Why? For his enjoyment. If the wife is nice, if the children are obedient, then he feels happy. Oh, I've got good wife, I've got nice children, let me work for them. And at the time of death, he lives good property, happy. Similarly, if God has created, it is for his enjoyment. So try to enhance his enjoyment. Don't try to enjoy yours. That is devotion. That is your natural position for which you are meant. This finger is here to pick up some nice case and put it in here. That is his duty. If the finger thinks, why shall I put it here? Let me enjoy. You cannot enjoy. Similarly, you are created for God's enjoyment, not for your enjoyment. Try to understand. This is Krishna Bhakti. Then your position is natural. You are happy. And the finger is happy by putting the cake within the mouth. Similarly, simply by serving Krishna.
And yet, what's really changed? Mr. Hicks has made only about
this is
a major appointment. In the next few months, he'll make a few hundred miles.
That is the real process of the commission. Don't try to become happy otherwise. Then you'll be frustrated.
The same people do the real...
He'll be confused.
Well,
simple process. Hello,
no. You know, the everything is always situated in renunciation. Everything should belong to Krishna. Everything should be employed in service to Krishna. The perfect form of action, consciousness, thought, than anything else about
spiritual renunciation. Yes. Why do you can renounce what you have got? Therefore, any kind of renunciation is simply artificial or false. You cannot renounce anything. After all, you have got this body. This body is also given by God. So what you have got to renounce? But this is a real understanding. I cannot renounce because there is nothing which is belonging to me. Everything belongs to God. Therefore, it should be utilized for God, for Krishna. That is Krishna.
That the very same phenomenon occurs in most every...
9%.
The same basic rule covers the crime group in every hierarchy. The rule is, in a hierarchy, each employee tends to rise to this level of incompetence. Each post tends to be occupied by an individual...
If it is not clear, try to understand.
A competent man is eligible for promotion, so his final job must be one, which is really...
So what interesting?
The reason that a qualified, competent man... Is
you have got any question? Any question? You have got...
Dr. Peter points out that Edgar Allan Poe, great writer though he was...
And what is that question? Everything belongs to God. Who can deny it? Who can claim that it is mine? This is Maya. Yes.
Being done in higher
education, Didn't you by engaging in Krishna consciousness activity? That's all. Force, there is force. Utilize the force rightly. Just like this fire is a force. Now, he can utilize it for purposes, for purpose of illumination or cooking, so many ways. But if you put the fire on your cloth, that is not utilization. That is misuse. You can put this fire on your cloth and you can die. The fire can do that. But that is not the utilization of this fire. The real utilization of this fire is to take service from it for many and for many. Similarly, everything is Krishna's force. All these activities that is going on in this world, that is Krishna's force. That will come in the 7th chapter. How two forces are working. One material force and one spiritual force. The whole world is combination of these two forces. So, when the forces are utilized properly, that is working in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise it will burn your clothes and put you into death. That's all. You must know how to utilize the force. Nirbandhi Krishna Sambandhi Jukta Vairagya. The force can be controlled in collaboration of service to Krishna. Then the force will be controlled. Otherwise the force will create disaster. Just like a powerful engine is working. When so long the driver is there, it sends, it is going on nice, and as soon as he sends less, a nonsense, or it comes immediately, there is accident. So, force is there, sense is there. Now you have to utilize it. That sense, proper utilization of sense is Krishna. Then every force will be under control and it will give you good effect. First of all, you must be expert how to utilize everything for this. Then that is possible. Just like to play with fire, one must be very much expert how to use fire, energy, electricity, just like it is an energy. One must be expert electrician, how to utilize it. Then the electricity can be utilized in so many ways as in your country. Everything is being there. You are saving also with electricity power. You are brushing your teeth with electricity power.
Because it gave them something to argue with. Why was it trying to cover?
You are sweeping the floor with electricity power. So, you know, art. But in India, these machines are given. They are puzzle. You see? So therefore, one must be expert how to utilize that force. Actually, this force should be utilized for Krishna's purpose. Every force. Because the forces, just like another example. Oh, these clouds. What is this cloud? The cloud is a force from the ocean. Now there is torrent over there. And it is reserved on the head of the mountain. And it comes like river and goes again to the ocean.
But not those men to be sacrificed.
Similarly, the same example can be applied. When there is torrents of rain and there is thunderbolt and everything, what is this? This is simply action and reaction of the sea water and sunshine. That's all. But ultimately, the whole water is utilized to go back again to the sea. Is that not natural arrangement? So all waters fall down. They are again going back to the sea. And again coming back as clouds. Similarly, all forces, janmadasya, the Vedanta Sutra says, that the ultimate source of everything is its absolute truth, Krishna. So everything is coming from Krishna, therefore everything should go to Krishna. That is it. Simple thing. Nothing should go to anywhere. That's like the same water. All water is coming from the sea, it is going back again. This is natural. So if it is a fact that all energy is coming from Krishna, that why all energy should not be utilized for Krishna? Is there any difficulty to understand? All energy, whatever energy, utilize for Krishna. Then your life is perfect. That's why we are trying to engage. Oh, what do you know? I know tie like it. All right, utilize for Krishna. What do you know? Oh, I know painting. All right, utilize for Krishna. What do you know? I know this electronics. All right, utilize for Krishna. That is your business.
One of the women came on, and she mentioned about...
You know singing? All right, utilize for Krishna. You know dancing? All right, utilize for Krishna. You can write books? All right, utilize for Krishna. You can write poetry? All right, utilize for Krishna. What is that? This is this one. Whatever you know, just try to utilize for Krishna, your life is perfect. And how to utilize? Then you have to take the help of the association, the spiritual master. This is true. Whatever energy of God, you should know it is Krishna's energy. Therefore, it must be utilized for Krishna. It is trying to go to Krishna and taking it. Just like the river is going to the sea, natural course. But if you check it, there will be flood. And then this devastation. Don't check it. Let your energy go automatically to Krishna.
I just wonder why
then it's gone.
Some of these states do not cooperate with him.
And if you check it, then it will be what?
It would seem to me that if they didn't have anything...
So they are shaking. Except this movement of Krishna consciousness. Any other spiritual movement of so-called spiritual realization, they are simply shaking. Simply shaking. Therefore there is devastation. simply avoid it.
Oh, I feel like that, Krishna.
Opposite. And Krishna. And God. Simply opposite. That's a natural way.
One more thing. The things that are going on in all the schools.
So if you take it as religion, this is the only religion in the world. Sarvadhanman Prasadjamanekal. What is religion? Just utilize your energy for the Supreme. That is religion. Anything beyond this, that is not religion. That is cheating. Anything that is not utilized for Krishna, that is cheating. Just in an establishment, in an office. Anything that is not utilized, God said for your government. Anything that is not utilized for the government, aim and object. That is seen. Just like in your country, the communist movement is seen. But in other countries, the communist movement is bigger. Why? It is not approved here by the God. That would seem. So anything which is not approved by Krishna, that is it.
Here's how you win. Just create your own original Valentine for your favorite ladybird, either Dawn or Evil. Your Valentine can be anything you
Krishna was instructing Arjun to fight. And Arjun thinking it is similar. But later on, when Arjun understood that to disobey the order of Krishna is king, not the wife. Then he said, Kariste Vatananka. Yes, I shall fight. Why? In the beginning I thought that this fighting is king. I said, I cannot do it. But when he understood to disobey the order of Krishna is criminal. Then he fought. So we cannot manufacture what is criminal and what is lawful. We have to take direction from the Arasuruji, Krishna and his representatives. Then our lives will be coordinated.
Luxurious $150 cashmere and wool suits.
Just like Arjun could not decide. That's when the direction came from Krishna, it was on.
It's still staggering. We're on La Cienega, south of the Santa Monica Freeway, and on Riverside Drive in North Hollywood. Open evenings and Sunday.
Any other questions?
ABC, good evening, Ray
Brain. Hare Krishna, chant.
And I believe that we're not people have a focus, but do so in a